All right, guys, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. We're in the midst of a series that we're doing called Experiencing the Relationship, the Lord and You. And as with all relationships, communication is a key factor. If you're going to have a relationship with anyone, there has to be communication. When there is a breakdown in communication, there are problems. And that's true in the relationship with the Lord. And so we've talked about that God wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to have it so much that he sent Jesus to die on a cross, so that the problem that existed between humanity and him would be taken care of. So that the issue that is the elephant in the room, whenever it's you and God, the issue of sin would be dealt with. That you would have forgiveness. That you would have the opportunity to have a relationship with him. So he's done everything to want to have a relationship with you. Now here is the question. The question you have to ask yourself is, do you want that relationship? Do you want to get to know him? Because the problem is that sometimes we have things enter into our mind that the very simplistic things of the relationship become meaningless, like prayer. You say, what do you mean, George? Can I tell you, we call it prayer because that's the religious term for it. That's what the scripture calls it, prayer. But prayer is nothing more than talking with God. Don't make it anything more than that. It is you talking with God. The problem, though, is that we don't know how to pray. There is a lack of knowledge on our part. You say, oh, I know how to pray. My mother taught me how to pray. My grandma taught me how to pray. I saw others. I listen to people in church. I hear how they pray. And yeah, you're right. We do influence each other in how to pray. But to be honest with you, when you talk about it in terms of a relationship, we don't really know how to pray. In fact, I'm going to make 2 points here. Here it is. When it comes to talking with God, the simple fact is we don't know how to pray. We don't know how to pray, period. Can you say that, George? Yeah, I can say that because in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, the Apostle Paul says this, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Here, Paul is saying, we are struggling so much that we don't even know what we should pray for or how we should pray for. So guess what? The Spirit prays for us. We say, I don't hear him. Well, it's too deep for us to even hear words. He's praying for us. Why? Because the Spirit lives within us. The fact is, you've got the greatest relationship in the world. The relationship with God, it's right there. And the simple fact is we don't know how to even talk to him. It's a lack of knowledge. Here's the second thing I want you to see there. Like the disciples, we need Jesus to teach us how to pray. So I want you to notice with me, chapter 11, we're going to focus on verses 1 to 2. Now chapter 11, in the first part of chapter 11, he gives us the Lord's Prayer. You guys familiar with the Lord's Prayer? Some folks will repeat the Lord's Prayer. Well, the Lord's Prayer is recorded in chapter 11 of Luke. It's also recorded in chapter 6 of Matthew. Now, the interesting thing is when you compare the two, they are very similar, but they're also different. Very similar, but also different. Why is that? Well, because in both instances, Jesus is teaching us how to pray, not giving us a formula that we simply need to repeat mindlessly. He's trying to show you different things about prayer. In fact, let's look at it together, okay? Here's what I want you to see. Verse 1, here's what he says. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. So the fact is, like the disciples, we need him to teach us how to pray. We need to focus in on what he's saying. And so that's what we're going to do today. We're actually going to do it today and for the next few weeks. We're going to take the parts of the Lord's Prayer and give you something to think about, give you something to examine.